Hey guys, it's Anna Maria and Thomas here from Percent Compatibility. I'm your genie, but within reason. Meh. Please like, subscribe, and comment below, please. Thank you so much. Yay! It's freaking hot. I know it's hot. Stay cool, everybody. Stay hydrated. Okay, what are we talking about today, guys? We are talking about an interesting topic called Did Megan Fox Pursue Brian Austin Green? Ooh. And is this good? Is this bad? I didn't know we were going to talk about it. Okay, so first off is, keep in mind, she was only 18 when they got married.
Yeah.
So now she is 34 years old and he's 47, which is kind of a iffy, large-ish age gap. I feel like 10 years is the max.
Yeah, 15 years they was married.
My perception. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they've been married for quite a long time. And they have three kids together right now. And she pursued him very, very persistently, guys. And yet it landed in divorce 10, 12, freaking
how between
many years
10
later.
And 15 years they
were
together.
But they were together a long time. But then an interesting shift psychologically, guys, is she pursued the next guy, Machine Gun Kelly, which is interesting because it was soon after, I don't know if it was in between or before the divorce or what. Because they were already separated before they officially split.
Well, they was already on bad terms anyway.
Yeah, they're already on bad
terms.
And they
was already doing their thing anyway before it even manifested.
Yeah.
When me and my wife broke up.
Yeah.
We was already broke up while we was yet together.
Oh, you and your wife broke up before?
My ex-wife.
Oh, your ex-wife. Oh, okay.
We were still together.
Yeah.
But officially, we was already broke up while we was yet together.
Oh, yeah. You didn't have the full talk.
So when it manifests that... Once it manifests, that had already happened. It just manifests that you just officially split up physically.
Right.
You don't normally split up physically like that. You just kind of hold it out and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Until you see a door open where you say, okay, it's time now. You know?
And, right. Well, what bothers me is that she pursued him. Remember, if you're a guy and you're watching me, like I talk about, I don't know if it's always a good thing that the woman's pursuing the man. Because look at what happened. This is a perfect example of what I mentioned. And one of my assistants is a man. And so he was telling me this happens a lot. How women pursue a man persistently, but then it ends up in divorce 10, 20, 30 years later. Is it going to last? You know what I'm saying? And remember, guys, and so many younger men nowadays have become so lazy when it comes to the pursuit. And remember, guys, I know you guys want to feel the ego boost and you won the lottery because I skimmed through a video how these guys were praising Brian Austin Green like a couple of years back. I don't know if you saw how he initially rejected her, but then she kept on being persistent, right?
Right.
And so they were praising him. Oh, you won the lottery. She's the hottest girl in the world. Blah, blah, blah. Is she looking so hot right now? I didn't think so. If Brian was my brother, let's give her a big smack.
I don't know if you heard Brian's testimony.
He's very,
very humble.
Calm, very humble about it. I don't know. It takes two to tango. I'm not judging.
He said he wished her the best.
Yeah, he wished
her
the best.
He trusts her judge of character.
Yeah, yeah.
And he said they will always love each other.
Yeah.
He said that.
Yeah.
And he said, I don't care because we're apart. We both did our thing, you know?
Yeah.
But whoever, because she called Machine Gun Kelly by his real name, with his name, his real name. I can't call her right now, but that doesn't matter right now. But
yeah,
he said he trusts her judge of character, and he wished Machine Gun and her the best.
I mean.
Now, when she put out that thing on...
music video?
The Instagram photo.
Instagram, yeah.
Her and Machine Gun Kelly with her,
body and everything
revealed.
Showing.
You know, she got a little top on.
Halter top?
Yep, and then you got Machine Gun Kelly standing right next to her, shirtless, full body tattoo. And then Brian.
Yeah.
He chimed in with his face and her three kids. Said, be mindful that your kids can see this.
Yes. That's so inappropriate. Yeah. That is so inappropriate, for God's sakes. You have children. I think that she has a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have a problem. If you pursued, like, that kind of woman has a problem. She pursued Brian, and it had been divorced, guys. A really tough one. And I feel bad for Brian because it breaks my heart, you know, like three kids, seriously. And then she pursued another guy. Is this one going to last?
Yeah.
That's the question, right?
Yeah.
So women like this, I don't know if that's such a good thing. And keep, like, that's why we talk about, like, in the last video we mentioned, like, Dan Bazilian, please check out that video of, is it, the recent video I posted on Dan Bazilian, I can't pronounce the name, sorry. but how we mentioned, how you mentioned, because he does not pursue compatibility properly. Right. He pursues attention.
Right.
So what does she pursue? She clearly is not pursuing compatibility. She's pursuing what? Attention? I don't know.
Yeah.
Is she also pursuing attention? Is she also... I don't know if it's a combination of attention or she got bored.
I think he's going backwards myself because nothing against Machine Gun Kelly. But... Mm-hmm. He's not much younger. He's 4 years younger than her. He's only 30 years old.
It's more of like, it's a weird shift. You go from wanting an older man, and now you want a younger man.
Yeah.
So, although, to be fair, I don't know what happened to their marriage. Maybe he was losing his testosterone. I don't know. You know, but they were already...
No, that's not it, because I'm around his age.
Okay, well, I mean, I don't know.
I'm around his age, so.
But they were. I did skim an article where she was already alone doing movies, and he was taking care of the kids. He was being a good parent. Not that she wasn't a good parent per se, but I don't know if she was calling, saying hi to her kids. I mean, I feel like that's so. I would feel so embarrassed. Like, Mom, what are you doing? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, fooling around. Like, if they want to move on, I acknowledge the fact that people do grow apart because that's what happened to me. So I have empathy and no judgment and compassion for that kind of concept. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But if you like coincidentally fall in love with someone else while you're going apart, shit happens, you know?
Right.
But it is inappropriate to be advertising your next lover so much like that when you have three kids with the ex-husband that quickly. That is very inappropriate.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's very disrespectful and hurtful to the ex-husband.
Mm-hmm. And now the kids have to deal with the public.
Yeah.
Oh, we saw your mom with this gangster rapper, you know. And now the kids got to go through stuff like that, you know.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
I mean, who knows? People might be giving her a pass, you know, because she's still pretty. You know, not pretty.
I don't care how pretty you are. You sound like an idiot and a dumb person if you are pursuing and then you end up in divorce and you make unintelligent decisions to, like, psychologically damage your children in the public eye. Right. You don't seem like a very smart person to me. To me, you just seem like an ugly person.
Right.
Like, you may be pretty on the outside, but on the inside, you're an idiot. And that turns me off.
You gotta protect your. You have to protect your reputation.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, have some morals.
You're kind of an icon. You're kind of an icon.
I mean, going on Instagram is fine, but be what's the word, moral and ethical in your presentation, especially when your children will be watching you. Mm-hmm. And if your ex-husband's raising the kids, who will eventually become adults, and then those children adults will resent you for life because you presented yourself like a jerk.
Mm-hmm. That's so, my biggest admonishment with young kids, you know, especially my daughter, who's 23 years old, and she will say things like, "Well, I don't care what people think about me." I say, "No, well, okay, that's a good way to think, but
sounds nice in theory.
How are you putting it?
Right.
So, what about your reputation?
Yeah, because I've talked.
So if you sleep with this one, and you sleep with that one.
Yeah.
And then everybody's looking around. Everybody's looking around. So when they see you, they say, "Oh, there's the whore."
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I say your reputation. Yes, you're not supposed to care about what people think.
Right.
Now, I've been knowing you long enough, Anna, where you, I think you're a pretty good person.
Yeah. I am.
So, of course.
Damn, dang it.
Of course I'm going to care what you think about
me. Yeah, of course. Well, even my assistant, like one of my assistants and I had a big miscommunication. Yeah. She told me how we had a miscommunication. It was partially her fault, partially my fault. And then we're both like, "I'm so sorry." You know, like we both cared about each other. Mm-hmm. So we had to find that balance between, well, I don't care what people think. Well, yes and no, because we have jobs.
Yeah.
We have jobs. We have, you know, you want to gain people's respect. So there's a balance between not caring what people think at the same time showing a good reputation. Mm-hmm. And it's you don't want to seem like a jerk by accident. Like I've accidentally gave the wrong perception sometimes, and then when people tell me, I'm like, oh my god, I'm so sorry, I didn't mean to do that. Right. You know, like that was totally not my intention.
Yeah. That's an old school moral too.
Oh yeah. Well, when you go to school, you have a reputation. Like children can't allow children to do whatever they want, mm-hmm. because that translates into reputation mm-hmm. as a child in school, and then that translates into adulthood with an employer. Right. And I will not hire a spoiled brat. But it's like I can't stand that kind of nonsense. But back to the point before we go on a tangent. Is the lesson is everybody should women pursue men aggressively?
You know,
for a lasting marriage and a lasting relationship. You know what I mean? Like it's tough because your wife did initiate. She was subtle. So I think there's a difference between initiating and a full pursuit. I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't speak on this because I'm an older man and I'm kind of old school.
I'm like middle. It's funny because I'm very middle. And I'm a little bit old school, but I'm also like,
I would say overall modern. Well, let me put it on me. Put it on me. I ain't talking about no other guy like that. But me, for the most part, my age group, us men are so boneheaded. We're so stupid.
A lot of young men are also stupid nowadays too.
My wife pursued me.
But was it as persistent? Very subtle, that's what I'm saying. That's a subtle pursuit. So I don't want women to be watching me like, Anna Marie, what are you saying? Like that my marriage, you know, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that this case is pretty effed up, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But I think we have to be careful with the full pursuit, like pursuing, you know what I'm saying? Because eventually it does have to be mutual. And a quick point is knowing why you like somebody.
Yeah.
I don't think she understood why she liked Brian. I think she just went after him because she's like, oh, he's hot. And that's it.
Bad intent.
You know what I'm saying?
Bad intent.
And I remember, guys, you want someone with the full package. So it's hard to believe, but I know it's hard to believe, but you can find someone that's pretty and has a full package. Not someone that's going after you just because you're good looking, mm-hmm. you know, or you have money. Or you're in a powerful position. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's
so you have to know why. Yeah, like why do you like someone? Why do you love them? You know, and that's one thing that kind of woke up, slap in the face reality, kind of like what we talked about in the last video with Dan Bazillion or whatever. Mm-hmm. Can't pronounce his name. Sorry. Is that it's like a slap of wake up call reality. It's like, okay, why do you love that person? Why do you like them? So she knew why she liked you. Mm-hmm. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, and then we also have to question, why do people cheat? What leads to cheating? Do they know why they like you? Do they know why they love you? You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We have to be very careful with this type of pursuing. Now, I'm not suggesting like people that are watching me saying, what are you saying? Mm-hmm. My thing won't work out. No, that's not what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying we have to be aware of like, why do you like someone? Why do you love someone? Is it only because their looks or is it because the whole package?
Mm-hmm.
You don't want just any hot woman or any hot guy.
Yeah.
You know, you want to find someone that's not going to cheat on you, that's going to last.
Mm-hmm.
This bothers me. It bothers me because he's got 3 kids and she's like screwing mm-hmm. around. It bothers me. I have 2 big brothers.
He probably got his age where she was still young and still wanted, you know, hormones still everywhere. And now he's probably like, you know what? You go do what you want to do.
Yeah.
Do what you
I don't blame
do.
Him. I don't blame him.
You know?
I don't blame him at all.
You know?
And I feel bad for him because this is his second roundabout. So he's probably like, again? Like, I feel bad for him. Like, man.
And 47 is, to me, 47 is not old. To
no,
me.
It's not old, but it's also not young. And you just had that point where you want to be steady.
Yeah.
So, in summary, everybody, the lesson is, should women be pursuing men persistently? I don't know. That is a question. It's up to you. Life experience is the greatest teacher, but the genie says to be careful. And remember, guys, if you want a good woman that's going to stay by you, you also have to put in the effort. Okay?
Yeah.
Real love does not come easy. Both ways. Both women and men. You got to keep it up. Okay? So, alrighty. So, hope you enjoyed this video and you got some insight and you learned some things from us, Thomas and Genie, together. And there'll be lots more videos to come because I'm the genie with magical powers. Alright, sayonara, peace out. Okay, bye.